This morning, Jim will come and give us a little bit of a presentation.
Today is Pro-Life Sunday, and I guess I was unaware of that till I heard about it last Sunday. And so anyway, I am definitely pro-life. This church is pro-life, and we believe that God is pro-life, and he wants us to be that way. I just have something here I'd like to read to you. I don't have it memorized. I have to read it. It's called A Mother's Prayer is Answered. There was a young couple that wanted to have a baby. They tried, but with no results. A few years passed by, and still no baby. Testing was done, and everything tested fine. The young wife prayed to God fervently, earnestly asking him to bless them with a baby, but still no results. She desired a child greatly and waited with eager expectation for God to answer her prayer. As time went on, she would become discouraged and shed many tears as her heart was yearning so much to be a mommy. The husband was pretty laid back about this, simply saying, "It will happen someday, don't worry." One day she was feeling very discouraged about this. She got her Bible and read the account of Hannah, who had been barren for many years, and how she earnestly prayed for God to give her a son. She promised God that if he would give her a son, she would dedicate the boy to serve him all the days of his life. God answered her prayer, and she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel. Hannah fulfilled her promise to God as Samuel worked in the tabernacle under Eli the priest. The young wife was weeping, and she asked God to please answer her prayer as he did for Hannah. And she promised God that she would raise her baby to serve him in whatever capacity he chose. In a few days, the phone rang. It was the wife's gynecologist. He knew how badly she was wanting a baby, and he had something for her to consider. He had a young girl in his care that was to give birth in about 2 weeks. The young girl had decided she could not keep the baby, and she was willing to put it up for adoption. The doctor asked the wife if she had ever considered adoption, and the answer was no, as at that time the cost of adoption was prohibitive, and there was a 5-year waiting list to adopt. The doctor explained that there would be no adoption agency involved and that the cost would be within their means. The expectant mother would be giving the baby up for adoption, so the time of waiting would only be about 2 weeks. The doctor also told her that both the husband and the wife needed to be in complete agreement about this adoption. If both were not agreed, history had proven that it would not work out and that they would be better off not to adopt. It would cause too much turmoil in the family. The young wife's emotions soared at the possibility of having a baby in just 2 short weeks after all these years of waiting. She knew that God had at last answered her prayers. She was ecstatic. The thought of being a mommy and so suddenly was almost more than she could bear. She couldn't wait for her husband to get home so she could share this great news with him. This is far too important to share over the telephone. This had to be done in person, face to face. When the husband walked in the door, the wife exuberantly told him, husband, to sit down as she had some great news to share with him. She excitedly shared this news with him, hardly pausing to catch her breath. It was so exciting for her to share all the details about their new baby that soon would be coming. The husband listened intently because of all of her excitement, then paused and thought for a moment, and he said, "No, I don't want to raise somebody else's kid. I want to raise my own. Honey, we're going to have our own baby. I know it. Just give this some more time." "But it's already been several years," she pleaded. "Think of the opportunity we have here." "No, I don't want to do this," the husband replied. "I want to wait until we have our own." "No." The wife's heart sank. This is the first time the husband had ever told her no in a major decision. She couldn't believe what she was hearing. The doctor's words flooded her mind as she remembered him telling her that both parties needed to be in agreement. She could not believe this. Her whole world came crashing down. Her emotions went from mountain high top to the despair in less than a second. She was devastated. She had to fight back the tears and try not to let her emotions show through because she felt the husband might give in under pressure and agree even though he was against it. She managed to compose herself and prepare supper. It was apparent that her husband had no idea of the trauma he was putting his wife through. As far as the husband was concerned, the matter was closed. They would have their own baby someday. Both had separate meetings to go to that night. Both had to leave at the same time, and as they were going out the door, the husband noticed tears in his wife's eyes. "What's the matter with you?" he asked. Then he realized it must be something to do with the baby. "Honey, it's going to be okay. We will have our own baby. I know it." As the wife drove down the street, her heart was breaking. She couldn't contain the tears any longer. In anguish, she called out to God, "Dear God, I need your help to get through this. This is more than I can stand. Please, dear God, help me cope with this." Meanwhile, God began working on the husband's mind as he was driving to his meeting. "Hey, how about this? We could have a baby in about 2 weeks. We want one, and this sounds like a possibility. Maybe this would work out after all. Imagine, a baby in 2 weeks. A baby is what we really want." By the time the husband was arriving home, he was completely excited about the baby. He couldn't wait to talk to his wife. On her way home, the wife had finally accepted the fact that adopting this baby was not meant to be. She had to be strong and to face up to the facts. This adoption was out of the question. When they met later on that night, the husband excitedly told his wife he had changed his mind. He was excited about this opportunity and couldn't believe they could have a baby in such a short time. He was really excited. The wife couldn't believe what she was hearing. Her emotions were being torn apart. "Do you really mean this?" she asked, "or are you just giving in?" "No, I really mean this. I'm serious. I want this baby," he said. "I've changed my mind. I'm as much for this baby now as I was against it earlier this evening." The wife's emotions were like a roller coaster, but she was moving more cautiously now, trying to prevent herself from going through another heartbreak like she did earlier. "Honey, I have accepted the fact that we should not adopt this baby because you were against it." She explained that the doctor had said that is imperative that both parties be agreement on this, or they should not do it. "You must be honest with me. Are you just giving in, or do you really mean this? You want this baby. This is important. Sweetheart, I really want this baby," he said. "This whole thing caught me off guard, and it just took me some time to adjust to it. I'm ready. Give that doctor a call in the morning and tell him we want this baby." The couple excitedly went in to see the doctor the next morning to gather more information. During their conversation, the doctor explained that by state law, the expectant mother had to wait 48 hours after giving birth before she could sign the papers, releasing the baby for adoption. So he advised them that they should not buy any baby things at all because there are times, after seeing the baby, the birth mother will fall in love with it and change her mind about signing the release papers. The following day, after careful consideration, the couple excitedly said yes to the adoption. But the excitement was too great not to buy any baby items. The couple could not wait. They prepared a room with everything needed, crib, clothes, baby clothes, toys, and started counting not the days, but the minutes for the new arrival. About 2 weeks passed by and the phone rang. It was a lawyer. He said that he had bad news. After the birth grandmother saw the little baby, she fell in love with him and told her daughter that maybe they would be able to work things out after all. Maybe they should keep the baby, and so the release papers were not signed. Stunned by and heartbroken, the young couple did their best to cope with the emotions that came from this sudden turn of events. But then the wife prayed, "Lord, I can't handle this. I'm committing this entire situation in your hands, and I'm asking for your will to be done." The following day, the phone rang. It was a lawyer's office. He said that the girl had just signed the release papers and that the baby would be delivered to their home in about 4 hours. What a thrill! A sense of great excitement and joy prevailed. The young couple could hardly stand the wait. About 4 hours later, the doorbell rang, and there was the attorney and his secretary with the little baby in her arms. The young mother's prayers had been answered at last. This was indeed a joyous occasion. This is a true story. The baby was born on October the 31st, 1974. Nancy and my oldest son was born October the 31st, 1974. The baby was officially adopted by the young couple on August the 20th, 1975. Nancy and I adopted our oldest son August the 20th, 1975. The young couple named their young son Michael James Gay, and Nancy and I named our oldest son Michael James Gay. I realized Michael's life could have been ended in an abortion just as easy as not. I am so thankful that the young girl chose adoption rather than killing her unborn baby in the womb. A lot would have been lost to Nancy and me, a family of five very productive and God-honoring lives we love very much: Michael, Valerie, Emily, Micah, and Anna. Today, there are thousands of couples, just like we were, that can't have children who have a strong desire to adopt. They want to be mommies and daddies just like we did. Their lives could be blessed in the same way ours has been. If you are currently considering an abortion, or anybody you know is considering an abortion, we strongly encourage you putting the child up for adoption. 2 years later, God again answered a specific prayer of Nancy's for a baby. She asked God for a brother or sister for Michael, and Nancy became pregnant with our son, Tim. She was sharing this news with another lady, and the lady said, "Isn't that always the way it happens? You adopt one, and then you get pregnant." Nancy was insistent. "No, God desired to give us his second child in his own timing. He has blessed us with a second child. Some say, 'Oh, how sweet, now you have one of your own too.' No, God had his plans. He gave us two sons who were both our sons, one by adoption and one biologically. They are both equal gifts from God." If you or you know of someone who is involved, who has been involved in an abortion, abortion is against the will of God, and it is a sin. But rest assured, God's arms are wide open. He is ready to forgive. He has a plan for your life and still wants to use you for his purpose and glory. And his forgiveness, ask for his forgiveness and put the past behind you, and use your life to honor him in the future in whatever way he may direct.
Thank you for that, Jim.